It's Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada's COVID-19 test positivity rate is nearing the World Health Organization's 5% goal. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The state's test positivity rate dropped to 6.5% over the weekend. That's the closest Nevada has gotten to the World Health Organization's goal since last September. Roughly 296,000 residents have tested positive for the virus so far. That's about 1 in 10 people. The two-week rolling average of new daily deaths has also dropped to 6 per day. 5,040 Nevadans have died since the start of the pandemic, a vast majority of whom were 70 or older. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Public health officials in Nevada reported 203 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 additional deaths Monday. That was lower than the state's two-week rolling average of 263 new daily cases. And in Washoe County, the health district confirmed 47 new cases of the virus, but no additional deaths. There are currently fewer than 3,200 active cases countywide. Nevada health officials are reporting about 1 in 6 people statewide has received at least a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine since shots became available in mid-December. Washoe County coronavirus response official James English told reporters Monday to expect vaccinations to ramp up during the next couple of weeks. About 16.8% of residents in the Reno-Sparks area have received their first shot, and nearly 10% have been fully vaccinated. Public health officials in Nevada are reviewing the Center for Disease Control's new COVID-19 health and safety guidelines for the fully vaccinated. These guidelines allow for unmasked visits with other fully vaccinated people or those who are low risk. People are considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after receiving their final dose of any COVID-19 vaccine. Masks and physical distancing are still recommended when visiting with unvaccinated people from multiple households. President Biden is expected to sign the massive COVID-19 relief bill this week. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports, this includes the largest one-time investment the federal government has ever made in Indian country.
The package includes $31 billion for tribes and Indian programs, as many tribal nations in our region are struggling to stay afloat. That includes the Mescalero Apache tribe in southern New Mexico, where despite a dip in new COVID-19 cases, the economic situation is still dire. President Gabe Aguilar says many tribal citizens are out of work, including hundreds laid off from jobs at the tribe's casinos. He says at one point during the pandemic, they only had 29 people working.
Now I'd say we're about half, maybe 600. We're still not out of the water yet.
He says much of the aid money will help those tribal citizens with basic needs, like food, housing, and utilities.
I think this is just going to help us where come next year, we'll be okay.
The package also includes big investments in the Indian Health Service, federal Indian housing programs, and critical infrastructure projects on tribal land. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak is looking to use the state's safety protocols as a selling point to draw tourists. Sisolak discussed his work to balance the state's tourism industry while also containing the coronavirus in an interview with the Associated Press. Nearly 300,000 Nevadans have tested positive for the virus, including Sisolak. He went on to say he hopes vaccines will prevent future loss, contain the virus, and balance the economy to pre-pandemic levels. The head of the Clark County Democratic Party is now the new head of the state party. KUNR's Isaac Hoops reports.
Judith Whitmer was elected to the position along with other party officers during a conference over the weekend. She defeated former state senator turned Clark County commissioner Tig Sagerblum, who was backed by a majority of the state's elected Democrats. Whitmer is aligned with the progressive wing of the party and has supported Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential runs. Sanders released a statement congratulating Whitmer and says she knows Democrats must invest in year-round grassroots organizing. Isaac Hoops, KUNR News.
Officials with the University of Nevada, Reno say they're hoping to be back in person this fall. In an email to university students and staff, UNR President Brian Sandoval said the school is planning for more in-person instruction and live events, in addition to bringing students back to resident and dining halls. Sandoval said he also hopes to bring fans back to athletic events and faculty back to their offices. But he acknowledged this hope assumes that coronavirus numbers will continue to decline heading into the fall semester. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, March 9th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.